Formula One has new commercial rights owners and a new chairman. And the world is abuzz about what changes they're going to bring. And by that, I don't mean the giant Rolex watch in Singapore. I mean more significant changes, like more entertaining and more interesting races. That's what Kimi Raikkonen wants. Nico Rosberg wants F1 to reach more fans. Valtteri Bottas from Williams wants more fan interactions and cheaper seats. Force India's Sergio Perez wants equal allocation of money between teams to compete fairly. McLaren's Fernando Alonso wants faster cars, and Jenson Button wants a younger fan base. But what changes are really on the cards? And where is F1 going? Well, Liberty Media CEO Georges Mathieu has recently stressed that F1 makes less than 1% of revenue from digital technologies, and gambling could become their main revenue stream. And just after visiting one race, the new F1 Supremo, Chase Carey, gave an idea about where this sport is heading. He recently said that this sport, in many ways, is so ideally suited to any of these emerging technologies, whether it is in the gaming arena, the virtual reality arena, the augmented reality arena. Gambling, I understand. VR and AR, well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we? And that's not all. There are rumors of a new F1 driver draft system, which might see F1 drivers being drafted like in the American NFL or the NHL. How's that gonna work? And if that isn't weird enough for you, there are now rumors that Apple, the computer giant, is in talks to take over Formula One team and technologies. That means all of McLaren. McLaren has denied said rumors, but that's what giant corporations and F1 teams do, don't they? That's all the F1 news for now. But the Malaysian GP is this weekend, and we are sure to see many more revelations from there. Subscribe to us if you haven't, because I'm Ishan Lilith, and I'll be back with all the F1 news right here next time. Oss!